Good morning. Welcome to the
Love
Kitchen Table Mystic.
Radio.
Oops. Welcome to the Kitchen Table Mystic. I speak too soon every time. Good morning. Welcome back. We had a long holiday vacation break, which was well needed and a lot of fun. So happy New Year. We are sitting at the kitchen table in Cape Cod's first snow of the season, and I am happy to welcome my guest, who is really interesting. Her name is Megan Murphy, and she is the founder of the Kindness Rocks program. Welcome, Megan.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you. We're going to, before I describe her program, well, I'll start now. If you've been around town where we live on the Cape and many other places across the United States, in Hawaii, Canada, Puerto Rico, is there anywhere else I'm missing?
Yeah, Haiti, England, Germany,
oh my God.
Canada.
Okay, so in the Western world, if you have seen if you've seen small rocks painted bright colors with inspirational messages on them, that is the work of the Kindness Rocks Project, and that is what Megan Murphy is promoting. It's her project. So that's what our discussion is about today. And to start our discussion and set a tone, we're going to draw a rune card from Woman Runes, which is basically a divine feminine-based tarot card collection from Molly Reamer. And you can find Molly's rune cards at motherhouseofthegoddess.com. I'm going to have Megan draw a card for us, and we'll read it, and we'll see what we get.
My card is the seed. So something waits beneath the surface of your life. If you listen, if you're quiet, you can hear her breathing, stretching out, reaching forth, change. It is coming, peeking up from beneath the soil, a tender green shoot of possibility and promise, waiting to be nurtured. Do you have room for new growth? Are you able to water and tend to your dreams? Are you able to let light shine upon them? What in your life may be withering from neglect? What has attempted to sprout but has been cut down or uprooted or malnourished?
That sounds like your rocks. I can see the Kindness Rocks peeking out of the, unforced trails and from the beach sand. Do you think?
Yeah, I know. I when I saw that card and it's so amazing because the project has grown so much, and I always say, I am just the seed.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's, like, so miraculous. That's amazing.
These cards are uncanny. If you follow the show, you'll find the cards. We draw the right card every time.
And it's funny because I always say that the perfect rock finds the perfect person.
Mm.
The message on a rock finds the person who needs that message. So there again. The seed. That's awesome.
Oh, good. Okay. I thought that would happen. Okay. So the Kindness Rock Project, it has two goals. And the first goal is to inspire others through randomly placed rocks along the way. And the second goal is to recruit every person who stumbles upon it to join in the pursuit of inspiring others through random acts of kindness. So when you see those rocks, those are the goals behind them. So, Megan, could you tell us how you started this and the origins of the idea you had?
Yeah, absolutely. So the seed was planted, per se, to keep the theme going. So I was walking the beach one day, and it was a time in my life where, I was feeling unhappy, and I had no idea why, right? I was really I have a wonderful life. But there was just something that was really bothering me, and I couldn't figure out what it was, like most of us, you know. So one day I realized I was watching the morning news, and all the negativity created so much anxiety, and then I would carry that throughout my day.
As many of us do.
Yeah. And I didn't really realize it, though, which is really funny. It's like right there, like the nose on your face. So when I would leave in the morning after watching the news, I would focus on things like people cutting me off on the road, or people closing the door rather than holding the door, or cutting me off at the grocery store line. And I would be really angry about that. And then I guess I would just start to look for negative things in my day and sit in the anger of what was going on and what bothered me. And so I had this, like, epiphany, I guess you would call it, where I was like, okay, I need to change things up, and starting by changing the morning news and doing a different routine. So I started walking the beach, and along the beach, I really loved looking for things like heart-shaped rocks or pieces of sea glass,
mm-hmm.
which is just so awesome. And, you know, I was out in this beautiful beach and in nature, and when I would find one of those, I would feel so happy.
Yeah.
You know, like it was a treasure. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is, like, awesome. And so when I started to then focus on the things in my life that made me feel great and happy, I don't know, just one day I grabbed a Sharpie on my way out the door, and I thought, what if I can make other people happy? So I started leaving little messages. And interestingly enough, it was just a hobby, but on day one, I probably only dropped 5 rocks along Sandy Neck Beach, which is like this huge beach. And it's not sandy. It's full of millions
of rocks. It's
rocks.
It's Rocky Neck Beach, actually,
isn't it? Absolutely. I mean, you can't – the amount of rocks is crazy.
We're not sure who named that beach.
Yeah. So a dreamer, right? They were hoping for it. And so a friend of mine – this is like the strange coincidence of the universe. A friend of mine found the rock, actually, and weirdly enough, she texted it to me.
Oh,
and she said to me, is this your rock? Did you drop this rock? And I immediately said, no.
Oh.
Because I was a little self-conscious about it. You know, like, no, I didn't do that. Who would do that? That's a little odd. So anyways, she then replied, well, if it was you, it really made me happy and it changed my day. To which planted the seed, back to the theme of this. I said, huh. So then I knew that, you know, my hobby then had legs. And so that's how it started.
And when you started this, your identity was top secret information.
Yeah.
You did this anonymously.
Yeah.
So I remember you telling me, don't tell anyone, but it's me. So I didn't tell a soul. So,
yeah.
How did you make the leap from doing this secretly to doing it publicly?
Yeah, so I think the beauty behind the project is the anonymity in it. So it's not really knowing. It's being connected with something or somebody that you have no idea, but it's just the feeling of being connected to something. And so I felt that putting my name out there really wasn't important at all. In fact, it could be detrimental to the project because that's not what it's about. It's not about me at all. There's nothing about this project that's it's my project. It's the project of many. Again, I'm just the seed, and I'm the person who facilitates it. And I have a lot of responsibility in that. You know, that's kind of, you know, I ended up having to come clean that it was me because, you know, a lot of people started taking notice, like the news. So Fox News and Channel 5 and the Boston Globe. And so, you know, slowly but surely I had to be like, yeah, it's me.
Oh, there's been a lot of news coverage of this project.
Yeah.
And you had to fess up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. My hand was in the cookie jar.
Whoops. You have joined the Kitchen Table Mystic. I'm your host, Mary Petit. This is the radio show designed to connect inspiring women. And I'm certainly inspired by our current guest, Megan Murphy of the Kindness Rocks project. Megan, tell me about the legends on the rocks. What do you paint? What did you start to paint on the rocks yourself? And how have the rocks? Other people have connected to the rocks, and they've painted their own mottos or legends or messages for other people beyond them to see. So the rocks carry the theme of connection, connecting people in a positive way, which is something, you know, I'm all about personally, and I think we need in the world. So what did you first start painting, and how did it evolve?
Yeah, so I take a lot of responsibility in each message that I put on a rock. And so typically when I first started, it was things that were going on in my own life and things that would uplift me, right? But things that were generic that would help somebody else. So it started with small things like, you know, have faith. Things are going to work out. You know, the answer lies within. Hang in there. So the messages were very simple, but they were basically, what's a message that I could drop that really may change someone's perception of the day that they were having? I love the quote by Buddha, one moment can change a day, one day can change a life, and one life can change the world.
Yeah.
So those messages are now on rocks. It's evolved a little bit because, you know, they have a lot more wisdom than me, Buddha and all of them. But, you know, seriously, the connection is what it's all about. So what can the message be that could connect with others that could possibly help them at a time when they need it. And more importantly, the connection part of the rock is somebody stumbles upon a rock, and it's something different in the day, a place they walk every day, and they pick up the rock, and they look at the message, and then they connect with something deep down inside of themselves. So the message touches something deep down inside of them. But then the magic happens because then they realize, wait, there's another person behind this rock.
Yeah.
There's somebody up there that gets me. I'm not alone. And that is what it's about.
And there could be a whole chain reaction of understanding from those two people further and further and further.
Yeah.
And you can kind of track that on the map on your website.
Yeah.
Which shows, the website is thekindnessrocksproject.com. If you go to that website and you scroll down, you'll find a map that will show you where these rocks have turned up. And that's how far out the connection's reaching, because it's significant. It's across America.
Yeah.
It's really, and in Europe, because I've only seen the map of North America. So
you just
map
have
there.
To scroll
oh, you
over.
You scroll over? I didn't think to scroll over. So you should do it, because it's significant. It's a lot of people. So she's connecting many, inspiring many, and she's creating a kinder world through the simplest measure.
Yeah, and what happened was why it grew so quickly like that was that one day I found a piece of driftwood. And for some reason, I had this, like, brilliant idea. Well, if I take this piece of driftwood and I paint on it the Kindness Rocks Project and I say, take one if it means something to you, share one with a friend, or add one to the pile, people will get what it's about. And so I planted a couple of gardens. I asked permission from the beach, from the town, and they said, yes, absolutely, we love that idea. So I planted a few gardens, and because people vacation here from around the world,
That's the link. Yes.
That's what happened.
Yes.
Yeah, so through social media, people posted pictures, or they then took rocks back to their communities. And so that's how it really spread really quickly.
Wow. And so one of the early ones, was it at the Sandwich Boardwalk?
Yeah.
I saw that. That was the first time I found it.
Yeah.
I can just imagine the rocks traveling in suitcases and the idea going, it's just really cool.
Yeah, a woman yesterday just posted, she said, from Cape Cod to Galway.
Galway, I mean, really. So you might be seeing these rocks overseas.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. If you look on the website, you can see, I'll give you the website again just in case, it's thekindnessrocksproject.com. You can see people have left messages about what they're doing with the rocks and how it's taking off in other locations. And if you want to get involved, people can connect via Facebook, Instagram, right?
Yep.
And through an email sign-up on the website.
Right.
And your rocks can also be included in the geo-tagging map, which is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. To show us where in the world you and your rocks are. So you are thinking about a book about this?
Yes.
That's in the works?
Yeah. So I did not plan on creating a project or a movement. I planned on walking the beach, having a hobby. And so, so this kind of happened. And I think it's really wonderful, but I want to, pursue the project and help people. I mean, it's obvious there's 15,500 people who follow it on Facebook, which is
really
amazing. Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
That's great. Okay.
Yeah, which is a little scary to me. So when I post a rock, you know, I have a responsibility to all of these people and everything that may be going on in their lives. And I respond to every single Facebook message, Instagram message, or email. So it's become a full-time job.
Mm.
But luckily, I'm a life coach, so I have the, background to handle these conversations. So I am writing a book, and it will be about some of these stories from people and my journey in creating the project and the bigger message of the art of connecting, right, which is what it's all about.
What's the story? Could you share us a story?
Yeah, well, I'm going to share two really quick ones.
Okay.
So the first one, because I think it was the first story I received, so that's why it stands out in my mind. A woman was out at Whole Foods on her way home from her last chemotherapy appointment, and she came out and she found a rock that said, "Be brave."
Oh, wow.
And so she wrote to me and told me that that was like the message in going forward, that all that she had gone through her treatments with cancer, that she was brave, and that having gone through that, she could accomplish anything in the rest of her life. You know, any thing that would happen in a life that was perceived negative would pale in comparison because she was so brave. And I just remember feeling connected to this woman and so thankful that I dropped that rock that day. And then the second story was, I was looking up the hashtag on social media, and there was a young girl down Cape, and she was in her bedroom, and she was having a conversation with a computer, like she was having a conversation with a friend in her bedroom, and it was a YouTube video, and she talked about all of her depression and her journey along that, and that she had been walking with her therapist on the beach that day when she saw a rock, and she picked it up, and it said, "Don't ever give up or give in." And she talked about how that was a turning point for her. And she felt like it was a message that was left specifically for her to change the course of her mindset.
Wow.
And I cried.
Yeah.
See, I'm going to cry right
now.
That's
powerful stuff.
Oh, I sat behind my computer in my bedroom crying and thinking, that's what it's all about. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
that's it.
That's the connection.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
And the power of it and the force of it.
Mm.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You are listening to The Kitchen Table Mystic, because mysticism doesn't have to happen on the mountaintop. It can happen in your kitchen, and it can happen on rocks on the beach. It's all around us. I'm your host, Mary Petit. Megan Murphy, the founder of the Kindness Rocks Project, is joining me at the kitchen table today in the first snowfall. You're a life coach as well.
Mm-hmm.
How does this inform that? Do they connect, the two?
Yeah, well, you know, I have a lot of training
mm-hmm.
in listening to people. And, you know, through all of my coaching, I really have learned that, you know, the bottom line is people want to know that they matter.
Yeah. They want to be validated.
They want to be validated. And so many of us, just like myself, as I shared my story, go through life unhappy, and they don't know why. They compare themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than connecting to themselves. And so my job as a life coach is to help people connect with themselves, with their purpose, with being happy. And that's what this project is all about. And so the project is really not just about rocks, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's about acts of kindness and connecting with other people. So it doesn't have to be dropping a rock. Because if everybody in the world dropped a rock, that would be kind of crazy, right? So it's about holding the door. It's about smiling.
Yeah.
It's about taking the time to meet up with somebody face-to-face rather than texting them. It's about connection. And so through acts of kindness, we connect with others and we all feel better.
And there's a lot I'm reading recently about depression being linked to isolation. To social isolation, to declining traditional social structures. So it sounds like you're rebuilding it's connection again. Everything seems to come back to that theme. You're rebuilding those connections.
Absolutely.
Through something very simple.
Yeah, and so I tell my clients, my coaching clients all the time, it's like, so first I ask them to connect with themselves, because you really can't connect with others until you have a true connection with yourself. And so that process, simplified, watered down for us here today, is what makes you happy? Who are the people? Who are the things? What are the experiences that you enjoy that truly bring you joy? Pay attention to those, and the things that don't, the people, the places, and the things, walk away from and start focusing on the other. And you will find along that journey that you find yourself, you find your purpose, you find your passion, and then you're able to connect with others.
And then you can radiate that back out, right?
Yeah.
And then it spreads.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And part of that connecting is understanding. So the people that you may need to break up with, don't walk away angry or frustrated or sad, right? What you need to do is understand that they just may be on a different journey than you or at a different place. So part of this whole process is connecting with the fact that we need to understand each other, and we need to honor each other in our differences, and we don't always have to agree, right? We can totally disagree. I have this a lot with my children, right? We can completely disagree at times. But so let's try and understand each other and where we're coming from.
Okay. Which leads to connection again.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. How big can this get? What do you anticipate as the future for the Kindness Rocks project?
So, you know, I'm writing the book,
yep.
which I hope will, you know, many people will connect with. And then I've been doing a lot of speaking lately, which I never expected. I had to join Toastmasters to learn how to speak to a crowd.
Who are Toastmasters?
Oh, it's like a public speaking
okay.
group. So they teach you, because I'm afraid of public speaking, but I've been forced out into the public eye now. And so my goal, though, is if one person hears the message and it resonates with them, then my job is done. So the future of the project is really spreading kindness.
Okay.
Again, it's kindness and connection and having more compassion and understanding. It's not about the rock. I actually posted a rock that said it's not about the rock. This was about 4 months ago, and people loved it. I'm like, listen, people, it's not about the rock.
Everybody's so focused on these rocks.
Yeah, well, and I think it's just because, it's an easy thing, and people relate to it. And, you know, if that's what they want to do, that's wonderful. But really, it's about being kind.
Okay. But the rocks make it something accessible.
Yeah.
That's the accessibility.
Yeah.
And the simplicity of it.
Yeah, and I'm actually creating cards. So the future of the project is there's a photographer taking pictures of rocks, and I'm creating little cards for people that don't want the rocks or don't want. There'll be little cards with the pictures of the rocks so they could leave them in a bill when they're paying a bill, or they can put them in a birthday card, or they can stick one in the aisle of the grocery store for somebody. So it's a different way of connecting with people but leaving a kind message.
That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
So if you don't paint, if you don't have a bunch of rocks, if you prefer the cards, you could do a tarot card situation.
Yeah.
Couldn't you?
Yeah.
Looking at the woman runes, there could be a theme there.
Yeah, and also calendars and things like that.
Yeah.
I never expected that it would go in this direction, but see, there's a lot of people that are out there that, you know, they don't have access. They don't want to collect rocks and paint rocks and do things like that, even though that's not even, it's about being kind.
Yeah.
But so if they want, though, to participate in a way where they're leaving a message anonymously for somebody else, these cards will give that opportunity.
So the message is what's important.
Yeah.
And the medium isn't quite the thing to focus on.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you. That's a perfect way to put that.
That's fabulous. It really is. Oh, all right. This is the Kitchen Table Mystic. I'm your host, Mary Petite. You can keep in touch with me on my Facebook page, which is Mary Petite, and you can find the Kindness Rocks Project at the Kindness Rocks Project. Kindness Rock, R-O-C-K.
Yeah. With F.
Okay, Kindness Rocks with rocks, with an F, kindnessrocksproject.com. And I strongly advise you to go over to that website and check it out. We are down to 7 minutes. What else can you tell me about connection? Has the community, has it played out in any other ways locally?
Yeah, so there's so many great things. I mean, people have been, for example, I was on Sandy Neck Beach and I took a picture of a rock to post. It's all about stories, right? So I'm trying to feature a different member of the project every evening because their story could help somebody else.
Yeah.
So now, again, no longer is this about the rock, but the people that contact me from a rock that they found and their story behind it. And so I'm trying to feature these people at night because their stories could inspire somebody else going through a similar situation. There was a young woman up in Scituate, and she actually didn't know about the project, but she had been painting and dropping rocks because she had lost a baby to SIDS.
Oh.
So this was her way of healing. And someone said to her, "Are you part of the Kindness Rocks Project?" And she said, "No, what is that?"
Oh, wow.
So she reached out to me, and we connected, and then I asked if I could share her story as it could help somebody else, and she absolutely wanted me to do that. And so I posted her story, and I received so many messages of people saying, "Thank you so much." And I can only imagine the amount of people that it affected that weren't actually on the page, didn't come out and say, "Listen, that helped me." You know, they're just silently at home experiencing something similar. So, and it's evolving. I mean, there's nursing homes that are doing these. There's intergenerational. So high schools are going into nursing homes and painting rocks with the nursing home patients. Yeah, it's amazing.
Wow.
I mean, I see every day I go on and I see something new. You know, when I look up the hashtag, these people aren't even sending me this. The project is evolving from the creativity of all the members. That's, again, it's not me. I'm the seed. They are bringing this project to a place that I could never even imagine.
So it's taken on its own life, definitely.
Absolutely.
And when you say you're seeing this, it's on your website. So that's where listeners can go to find these things?
Well, so what happens is I look up the hashtags.
Okay.
So if you go into Facebook or Instagram and you put in hashtag the Kindness Rocks Project, you can see all these people that have connect through their stories to the hashtag. And then I then share some of those.
Okay.
You know, on Facebook and the website in the blog. I try and share them, but there's too many. I can't keep up with it. I mean,
it's more than one book, right? It's volumes.
Yeah, I think I need to hire a team of people, too. But it's amazing. I mean, it's simply amazing.
Are your kids painting rocks?
Yeah, so my daughter
has
come home from college, and here's the theme. So our centerpiece on my kitchen table, being at a kitchen table right now, it's a basket of rocks. And then there's paint markers. And so they come home from college and all of their friends come and they sit around the table and they paint.
Oh, you're kidding, do they?
It's amazing. College kids.
That is great.
It's amazing.
Are they doing that at college? Have they brought it back?
Oh, gosh, yeah. There's so many kids at college. I mean, Boston College.
You're kidding.
There was an RA that did a project with her floor. I have businesses. I have 6 or 7 businesses who have sent me pictures. So they go out into the community, do community service, and they've been painting rocks, their employees, and setting up gardens. There's Hilton's, and I know, it's crazy, right? Here it is in the Hilton. At 4 different Hiltons, they have, like, baskets of rocks in their lobby for people to take.
So these rocks are everywhere. So if you are seeing these rocks, now you know all about them.
Yeah.
And you can do your own rocks. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
All right. Our countdown to completion of the show is starting. So we're going to draw one more card to see what we get. I'll let you do that. And I'm sure it's going to be a meaningful one, right?
Yes.
one of those.
Okay.
There you go.
So
what do we get?
This is the Cauldron of Reflection.
Oh,
at the end of the show.
Yeah.
So when you draw this rune, you already know what it is that you need, what your soul is craving, and what you are asking yourself for over and over and over again. Time to spend alone in your own company. Rest, reflection, renewal, retreat. Pull back, draw in, cocoon. It is time to come into relationship with yourself, to investigate that which you need to know from your own heart space, your own soul song.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's the connection
and
with the self.
And that's the self coming. Yeah, yeah. Wow. So I think we're going to leave you on that note, which is really lovely. Thank you for joining our show.
Thank you so much for having me.
TheKindnessRocksProject.com is where you find out that kindness really does rock. And you can find me at Mary Petite on Facebook. Thank you for joining us, and I will be back in 2 weeks. Talk to you then.
What does that mean?
Wait, don't answer that. I think that's calling us back. You'll be on the radio. Answer that. I think we're down to one.